this afternoon. I'm going to start out by introducing them, and then I'm just going to let them take over and take us with them. This gentleman is Sparky Rucker, black blues singer, participant in the civil rights movement, genuine folk hero.
Oh my goodness.
Next to him is Mr. Hollis Watkins. If you were anywhere in Randolph County last night, you know Hollis Watkins. We're very fortunate to have him with us. He brings a history of struggle to us to share and to pass on. Next to him is one of the real heroes of human struggle in this country. And John, I just forgot your last name. John Hancock. How could I? Who shared all this week some of his experiences organizing the National Tenants Organization in Arkansas in the 1930s. He's written some wonderful songs and wonderful poetry, and maybe this afternoon he'll share a little bit of that. So I'm going to get out of the way and let them take it.
Well, for one thing, there's been a lot of talk already done this week, and we're going to do a lot of singing. This is an old slave song that we're going to show you how it went through some changes here in the course of this half hour. Now, I always insist that people sing with me, mainly because if I try to sing just by myself, I end up straining trying to sing three or four parts. Getting to be schizophrenic and I'm crazy enough is good. And the other thing is there's a real big guy in the back that grabs folk and don't sing. Won't you get on board, children, get on board. Children, get on board, children, dance room for me. Oh, won't you get on board, children, get on board. Children, get on board, children. Segment here on the workshop at the American Legion. It's called Black Appalachian Issues. okay? Now there's a particularly strange thing. See, black Appalachian people, most of the time they think about Appalachians, they're usually just white people, you know, and it's like we just kind of just weren't here. But if we hadn't been here, I'll tell you one thing, Bill Monroe would sound real strange without that banjo, you know, banjo being an instrument that came from Africa. And the Appalachian influence that the black folks have had started with the fact that right toward the tail end of slavery, you know, most folks that lived in the mountains couldn't afford slaves. That's what one thing, I mean, you know, they're just doing good feed themselves. So the black people that came into the mountains generally came up as workers, generally working in the mines, some farm labor, a lot of people working for the railroad. Of course, the heroes like John Henry and John Hardy that had worked for the C&O Road right here in West Virginia. But what are the issues? I mean, what is the thing? Well, for one thing, you've got a people that come to this country not as immigrants, but as slaves. Not coming to this country of their own free will, but coming here and finding what was here and dealing with it. Whew. After 350 years of slavery, dealing with living in a society that won't accept you as a person. I mean, it even took a while for all those founding fathers that believed in so much freedom to even recognize us as being human beings. So the issues are the same as they were all throughout the South, but the only difference is that there had not been much slavery in the mountains. Therefore, it wasn't as hard to get to dealing with people because they didn't have that memory of these folks were once our slaves kind of thing. A lot of the songs that have come out of that period of time were like this Get On Board, Children, Children. That was an old slave song that talked about the discontentment of being a slave, but what about the kinds of things that happen to you when you're living in the mountains, working, say, for the railroad? There was a man named John Hardy that in the 1890s was working in down near Welch. Down in, what's the name of the county?
McDowell
County. So I know you folks talk about counties to the cities. I'm trying to get it ready. So down around McDowell County, and when they were putting that C&O Railroad through there, there was a camp called Shawnee Camp. Now, it was named that because of the largest Native American tribe in this area had been the Shawnee. That's the ones that Daniel Boone had to deal with. He had to come across them before he was going to live, you know, and this camp was named after that, after the Shawnees, and they were sitting there, and they were doing some gambling, and I think it was over a 15-cent bet. Now, people might turn up their nose at it, but I tell you, 15 cents sounds good to me right now. I don't know if it's worth killing somebody over, but he did kill this man over this 15-cent bet, and he escaped. He ran away to Charleston. In the song, it says he ran to a big, long town. Well, Charleston's about the longest town I've ever been in. It's about, what, 5 blocks wide, 2 miles long. Running through that canal was out of there. So then he finally gets captured. He goes back down to Welch. They put him in jail. And he wrote this song about himself. Now, I used to play this on banjo, but since I don't have one, when I came from Alabama, I took the banjo off my knee. I had an operation, so it's like a walk. But I'm going to do you a little bit of that John Hart. Now, the interesting thing about John Hardy's song is it has a lot of elements of the John Henry legend, basically because it only took place about 40 miles apart, about 20 years difference. Both of them working for the C&O Road and both having the name John and being very big black men and having the last name cut with H. Some of the verses tended to float between each song. John Hardy was a desperate little man. Let me try that again. John Hardy was a desperate little man. Carried 2 guns every day. He shot that man on the West Virginia line. You all seen John Hardy getting away, oh boy. You all seen John Hardy getting away. John Hardy ran to a big long thought he'd make his getaway, yeah. Then up pole barn. Said, Johnny, come and go with me. John Hardy had a mother and dad. Sent for them to go his bail. But there ain't no bail for murdering a man. So they put John Hardy back in jail. Lord, they put John Hardy back in jail. You know, John Hardy had a pretty little wife. Dress she wore, it was blue. Went down the track and she never did look back. She said, Johnny, I've been true to you. Said, Johnny, I've been true to you. I've been to the east and I've been to the west. In this whole world right along. Been to the river and I've been baptized. Won't you take me to that hand in the ground? Won't you take me to that hand in the ground? I said John Hardy was a desperate little man. Carried two guns every day. Shot that man on the West Virginia line. You've all seen John Hardy get away. Lord, you all seen John Hardy get away. We're going to move up into the turn of the century, come up into the 20s, into the 30s, toward the time when people were deciding to do something about the labor situation. Something that we've all had to deal with in the mountains. It's always been people coming from outside the region to exploit both the mineral resources and the human resources in the mountains. And it's just until we decided to band together to change this sort of pattern that we were able to stand on our own two feet. We'd like to talk, have a man here that's worked in the labor movement. Please welcome Mr. John Hancock.
Well, you say in the mountains, my trouble has been in the valleys, you know.
Yeah.
In the fertile part of the land we have to grow, what you lived on, or what you had to make a living off of, what get your little money out of. But well, I started as a self-appointed organizer, organizing the Southern Center Front in 1934. I learned about it, and I told them, I said, well, that's what we need is the union. So I started organizing. And after I started to organize, I began to write labor songs and poems. I thought it was better, and the people could see what the union was and why they should belong to it by singing about it. You know, it's something about singing. It inspires people. It's kind of inspirational. So I began to write songs and poems, and I wrote several. My songs was sent to the union headquarters, and then the union headquarters, they sent them out to the different locals. So I was actually very well known by my work. Little too well known, because about time the union was had enough people to call a strike and so a friend of mine, he's a white fellow, he happened to be up there at the stove and heard them talking. They had the rope and the limb, and all they needed was John Hancock. So he come back and told my mother and wife about what he had heard. And so my mother said, John, say you get away from him. So I take that as a word and I left. But if I hadn't, it wouldn't have been no John Hancock today. So I'm going to try to sing a song or two and recite a poem, a part of a poem. It's been so long since I recited it. It may be a little catchy every now and then. But I wrote a poem. The subject was mean things happening in this song. There's mean things happening in this land. And I wrote a poem, Landlord, what in the heaven is the matter with you? So it was like this. Landlord, what in the heaven is the matter with you? What have your labor ever done to you? Upon that back you ride. Don't you think that labor never get tired? For many years you've been so degraded. You've taken all the labor made. You've taken his cotton and his corn and left the worker nothing to live upon. Landlord, what in the heaven is the matter with you? Well, I'm going to try to say mean things happening in this land.
There is mean things happening in this land. There is mean things happening in this land. But that union going on, and that union going strong. There is mean things happening in this land. On the 18th day of May, the union goes to strike. The planners and the boys said, throw the people out of the shack. There is mean things happening in this land. There is mean things happening in this land. But the union going on, the union growing strong. There is mean things happening in this land. They throw the people off of the land where many years they had spent. And in the dead heart window, they had to live in sin. There is mean things happening in this land. There is mean things happening in this land. But the union going on and the union growing strong. There is mean things happening in this land.
Well, it's still happening. Now, you all may be familiar with the Roll the Union On. That was one of the songs that I wrote, and one of the songs that they say have been sung all over the world. Roll the Union On. So we're gonna try to roll the Union On now. You know, if you don't put nothing in a program, then you don't get much out of it. The more you put in the program, the more you get it out of it. So let's, everybody know roll the Union On.
We gonna roll the union on.
If the boss is in the way,
we're gonna roll the union.
John Hancock, when you go home today, you tell them you met a legend today. You know, the 30s was really tough on just everybody. And it seems as if even nature wasn't going to cooperate during the 30s. It was a big dust storm. Basically the land just dried out. There was a big drought in the 30s, and they called it the Dust Bowl. A lot of people had to leave their farms, leave the mountains, just leave, try to find places that the drought hadn't hit. We were a nation of mobile people. This song that came out of the black community at that time became sort of the theme song for all the folks that were mobile. Dead string. Send that string to Oral Roberts, see if he can bring it back to life.
You better watch out, he
I'm going down the road, feeling bad.
after a while, we decided to stop feeling bad and start feeling good about it. So we're going to take this thing in our own hands. We can't sit around waiting for somebody to straighten it out for us, because if we ain't somebody, ain't nobody somebody. That's when we decided that we were going to hit the streets and make our grievances known. One man that was there in the forefront teaching songs, and we know his voice is as hoarse as mine, and everybody else has been singing all week. We're going to let him have it anyway. Please welcome a good friend from Mississippi, Hollis Watkins.
I'm going to attempt to do a couple of verses of two or three songs. All the morning seemed like I've been talking and singing bass after about 6 hours every day for a week in the concert last night. But during the 60s, the same invitation that was extended to people to get on board and go to heaven, we extended that same invitation to people during the 60s. Instead of saying going on to heaven, then we extended them to get on board and fight for human rights. So let's sing a couple verses of that, and we make the change. It shows how during the 60s, we took the old spirituals and just changed a few words to put them in the context and time of which we were dealing with. Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, let's fight human rights. Pretty good. Where's that big man that's supposed to grab everybody in the back that's not singing? Want you to rise.
He got.
Well, hold up just 1 minute. Give him one more chance. Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, let's fight human rights. Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, let's fight the human rights. I hear those mobs howling, they're coming round the square. And kiss them freedom fighters, but we're gonna meet them there.
Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, let's fight for human rights.
Get on board,
children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, let's fight.
As fighters we go hungry, sometimes we go to jail, but when we fight for freedom, the Lord will go your bail.
Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, let's fight for human rights.
As fighters we go hungry, sometimes don't sleep or eat, but when you fight for freedom, in the end you'll be free.
Get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board, children, children, let's fight the human rights.
Get on
board, children, children, get on board, children, children, get on board, children.
After we was all on board, then we felt that freedom was coming and it wouldn't be long. Let me see if everybody can say, freedom come and it won't be long. Can we say that?
Freedom come and it won't be long. don't come and it won't be long.
Well, I took a trip on the Greyhound bus.
We don't come and it won't be long.
Just a 5 segregation and this wee bus.
We don't come and it won't be long.
How you do it is you combine the two and say about what you haven't been, which in my case, I haven't been to heaven, but I've been told.
Been down into the South.
Heaven, there are no Jim Crow.
Been down into the South.
Sing
and one of the